Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome, and you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Welcome to Friday night. We got a great show for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and I got a lot of guests tonight. All my characters from my books decided to come out and hang out. Crystal Catherine Magic, the aliens, the criminals, Bass Reeves, all of them sitting here. And I'm like, why don't y'all go home? Go back to y'all houses or something. Go back to the being a marshal. In 1875, how about that? We got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. And you'll be listening to the show. So let's get it going on with my favorite track, Last Dance. I hear a little echo. So let me see if I can fix it. How about that? So I'm not echoing so much. You know, I gotta, my producers say I make a lot of noise. All right, here we go. Last Dance. Open up the show. Donna Summer. Followed by Call You Tonight. I'm going to call you. I know I got your phone number, so I'm going to call you. How about that? We'll be right back.
Did you hear that, man? Let's dance. Romance tonight. Did you get the message? Let's dance. Romance tonight. How about that? If you didn't get the message, ain't clear, guys, I don't know what to tell you. They asked me to play that. Don, would you play Last Dance so they could get it through their head? That is romance. Last Dance and Last Chance, sucker. Oh, man, Don. I feel better. You know, I was under the weather, and it was killing me. I didn't like it. And I didn't like that at all. I'm going to jump to this track, Whitney Houston. Call you tonight. And don't forget, make sure you give me the phone number. 7 digits on the cell.
Bye.
right now. Did you hear that? As soon as I get home, I'm going to call. I don't know why you ask me all the time if I'm going to call. I'm going to call. You know, I had some ideas for my upcoming TV show, and yes, I'm going to make that happen. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really different. And you guys got to keep hanging in there with me now, because it's going to happen. Happen every day. Let me get closer to this mic. See if that'll help. Hello, Mike. Hey, that is a little better. Hello? I feel like clowning tonight. I don't know. I feel pretty good, too. But there's a track that I want to play, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to jump into a track for a second, and it's called A Couple of Forevers, because I kind of like this. And I'm waiting on a few more people to tune in, as they usually do. So don't want them to miss the good music. Let me see if I got another. Have I got another Whitney? Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, before I get to another song, I'm going to play another Whitney. How about that? Because I like Whitney. All at once. Now, I want you to understand this is a lifestyle show. So we bring you lifestyle information. Here we go. All at once. All at once.
lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool, and I'm so lost in your love. We belong together. Won't you believe in my soul? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wait to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear.
Lionel Richie, y'all didn't know that was me, did you? You thought it was just him by himself, but it was me. And I was pretty good, too. I saw people, man, on the Skype and the Zoom, and looking like, Don, is that you singing? I said, yeah, this is me. Oh, man, I am working so hard because I'm going to get my own TV stuff. And like I said, in another month or so, on our jazz night, we're actually going to have jazz and health tips. See, I like to stretch it out so that I can help you to stretch it out. Because actually, Friday night is a lifestyle show. And we're supposed to talk about lifestyle. So I want you to remember that. And understand that the better you are, the better I am. How about that? That's pretty good. All right, we got to play an encouraging track. I hear a little echo, but I'm okay with it. Got to cut it down a little bit, though. You know, I saw this movie called Any Given Sunday. And, of course, it's Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx cut up. And I like the speech in the locker room because the guys were losing faith. You know, they were losing the game. They wasn't playing as a team. And as a team, you can win. As an individual, you're not going to help the team. You're going to be helping yourself, but you got to help the team to win. You see, without a team, without a man and a woman, you can't have a baby by natural birth. Without flowers, you can't have a bee because they got to pollinate. So the team is what you got to think about. So whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, whatever you're thinking, it's a team effort to make it good. And I like the part where he says, either we heal now as a team or we will surely die as individuals. So here we go. I always got to play a little encouragement. Then we're going to get back to some great music. But I'm fired up. I'm feeling better. I was a little under the weather. I'm ready to sock you in the nose, knock your socks off with music now, the violence.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives. All comes down to today. Either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die, who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
McClure's show is called Lyrics and Love. Long songs have always played a part in our life. The good, the sad, and the forgiven. And notice I said long, L-O-N-G, because when that song plays that 2 or 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6, 8, 10, it just gets all inside of you. And sometimes they're really good memories. Sometimes they're a little sad. And then sometimes you say, I'm going to forgive them because I want them back. So that does happen. You know, gets all inside you. And you just feel like, you know, I gotta make up. I gotta do right. So the guys, you know, they always text me. Hey, Don, can you play some Miss You songs? I say, yeah, man, I could do that. You gonna mail me $10? No, I'll charge them. Because they be feeling all sad at the club and stuff. But tonight's show, Lyrics and Love. And don't forget on Wednesdays, starting pretty soon, we got Jazz and Health Tips. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Don't cry in your wine, beer, scotch, gin, or whatever it is.
Baby, oh, the way. I ain't been doing nothing but
thinking
with my head in my hand. You've been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking
each and every time.
Too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
Lord,
in,
I, go
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, forgot you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. Baby. All the overtime I can get.
My life
I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but...
Don't you be like this, baby. Yeah, I'm not.
lottery. I hit it. I like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit. Enough about you and me. How's my little son? Do you ever ask about me? Does he still like to go down by the supermarket?
Give you the world.
If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Well, you done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
Guy texted me and said he was in the grocery store crying over the tomatoes. They were going to take him all out of there. So what, I miss you, while he was touching the tomatoes. Another guy told me, so he was sitting in his car with the windows rolled up, and it's like 60, 70 degrees outside. So he was playing the show on his car radio. It's crying. Ladies, I don't know. And you know, I had to tell the guys, I said, sometimes you ladies don't know how to tell them guys that they're good guys, you love them, you want them, you try to be so hard.
I ain't going to say that stuff. I don't say that. That's not how I grew up.
But you know what? He might be that. So, you know, change a little bit. Change is good. Can't always be so hard. What did the man tell you earlier in the tape that I played? The team. You know, it's got to be more than just what you want. But for the guys in the grocery store and the cars, don't give up. I have to play a song and send it by text to them. They'll come around. Oh, man. That's deep, man. Let's see. I got some more good news. Like I was telling you, I'm working on this TV show stuff, and I really want the music to be great so people tune in, you know? And there's a young lady named Eva Carbona, and she got a track called Love Me Tonight. Now, it's a blues track. But when I listen to it, I said, you know, that could be a jazz track. And you got to find the right talent to sing it. You know, in the casino scene, you know, that's where they go to listen to the music in the book to have a friend. And if you haven't read it, you need to pull it out. Go on and read. I was talking to a security guard the other day in the parking lot at Menards. And he had asked me about the book, and I told him one came in. He said, Don, let me know, man, because some other guys up here reading your work. You know, and that's nice, man. So everybody's looking for the TV series, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I got some good guys who can do some filming. But anyway, let's get back to this Eva Carbona. She got a track called Love Me Tonight, and it's kind of bluesy. But, you know, blues and jazz, they kind of cross each other because they got a lot of meaning. So here she is doing a song that I definitely going to check out and see if we can use in the TV series. I have a friend, and yes, I'm going to get this stuff done. You know how I am. So go ahead and make sure you give me that support as the team so we can win.
A worn out man with a tired soul, chasing the gold from long ago. He keeps on saying it would turn around. I want you to love me tonight. I need you to love me tonight. He wants to have the world in the palm of his hand. Rising star, the guitar man, drink took him over, and he lost the fight. He wanted to love him.
Yeah, love me tonight.
I said, man, I got to get that song. That's got to be in To Have a Friend. And in a jazz track, you know, man, you could have a trumpet. Oh, man, that would be hot. I'm telling you, man, I got the irons. I've always been stuff work. I'm working hard at this, man. DSMTV.net. Yes, it's going to happen. You know, because I believe in me, man. If I had to sell Cheetos, Doritos, ramen noodles, I'm going to get this done, man. That's going to be a compliment in itself. Hey, and I got a lot of compliments today on my artwork. I was showing it on Facebook. And people were like, man, you bad, Don. You got talent. Yep. So I know we got a little echo, but we'll be all right. I'm going to play that at the end of the show, too. Love Me Tonight, Eva Carbona. That's going to be a bad jazz track. All right. Lyrics of Love. Man, do you realize we've already gone 1 hour? It's gone. We're done for. And we got some more great music for you, though. Some hot stuff, man. We're going to go back to a track by Climax called I Miss You. And then we got a track, Toni Braxton. She said, I don't want to sing another one of them God darn love song. Matter of fact, I'm going to play that next. She said, because I'm sick of hearing it. You know how the guys was in the grocery store? Well, see, the girls be at the hair salon, and the music be playing in the nail salon. And they said, girl, cut that stuff off. I don't want to sing another God darn love song. I hate them, but I love them, and I miss them, but I don't want to tell them. Oh, on nobody. I hate him. And I love him. Oh, man. He's just another thing. They should be throwing stuff all through the salon and stuff, knocking over tables and stuff. Oh, well, he never would have done. Cut that show off. He'd be playing that. She told him, say, she don't care whether it's fast or slow. She said, I can't take it. She said, when I jump in my car, I can't get it by my head. Man, that's bad, eh? I tell you, ladies get it as bad as the guys get it. So let me play Climax. Climax. That's their name. But, man, I'm liking the show. Now, I'm feeling H-E-L-L better.
Yesterday, when I turned around, My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
To have a friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
You only got 30 more minutes to go. People say, Dog, where does the time go? 2 hours? Rats, don't rat. That's what I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to talk like it's a guy on Magnum. Magnum. I once lived in England with the Queen. And Magnum would say, Higgins, that's his name. Yes, Magnum, I visited the Queen. And we bought some pumpernickel. You know what, man? Writing is such a joy. And when you get depressed, like sometimes it does happen, you get down, then you think about what all you created, where you're going, what you want to do. And you're leaving a mark, it kind of brings you back up. Now, not to 100%, but at least you kind of start saying, man, I mean, I've done so much. I know I can do more. See, that's the key. Just getting started to do something will help you get to the other part. All right. I got a track by a young lady named Trace. And actually, they say her name is Sing Trace. Okay, I'll take that. It's called Wait On Me. Never heard it before, but thought I'd throw it on the playlist today. The lyrics for the show, or actually the show title, Don S. McClure Show, subtitle, Lyrics and Love.
Yeah. Wait on me. The whole life this day. Metal terms as a past crossway. Fell in love as a horse in a twine. Got families of separate lives. You're in love, I'm in love, so what? You got kids, I got kids, so what? All these things cause confusion in me. Sometimes I just wanna let things be. Can you see the strain on my heart? From this life, it's hard to depart. Too much to give, a lot to receive. So baby, can you wait on?
Was a little track that I've never heard, but thought I'd stick it in there, you know, and get some stuff going on. We got 29 more minutes to go. Hey, I'm gonna play this track by Keisha Cole, and then remember I was telling you people were looking at my artwork. Well, on the video, which is called Children of the Stones, and I found this beautiful park in this medical center. And they had these children's statues. So I took pictures of them, and I really liked it. And I used it in my exhibit at a mansion in Chicago, in the Beverly area. And people were saying, man, Don, those are nice. I took my little cell phone out, snap, snap, and got some actually good pictures. And I found a couple other parks, too, that have something similar. But these are pots with flowers. You know, so while you're out there thinking, doing, moving, sometimes being out just really helps you out. How about that? Hey, I'm going to play this track by Keisha Cole. And then I'm going to follow it up with Children of the Stylistics Night, which is a song that I used in my photo video for Children of the Stone. How about that? Children of the Night, Children of the Stone. Pretty good.
Wondering when it's gonna come or where it's been. May have got your heart broken a few times in the past. Never last as strong as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to. But boy, and all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one that's tell everyone around you. Can you say yeah? When love won't let you walk away, and you can't help who you love, and you find yourself giving it all away when you think you're in love. Ooh, cause I wanna be the one who you believe in your heart is set on.
From heaven,
there's a piece of me who leaves when you're gone because you're set. Change what they feel from what's been. You may have put your whole life into a mess, loving what you thought it could have been.
No use when you're changing, you don't feel as good as you used to before.
And everything you used to say, everything you used to do, came right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone.
This next track, right? I was riding in the car with my producer, and I was just singing that song, and I was saying 227. And I said, man, I like that song, 227. And he said, Don, it's sent from heaven. I said, wait, it's not 227. He said, no. And before the song started playing, even tonight, I was saying 227. That's what it should be. Come on, sent from heaven. I mean, I like it. And every time I do that, he looks at me. My mother used to always say, Don, could you please learn the words to the song? Now I'd be like, hey, isn't that the words, Mom? And she'd go like, no. Hurt my feelings. Anyway, 23 more minutes to go, man. I am Jim. Hey, before I get to the stylistics and I see a a friend request from my niece. I know better than that. That must be a phony baloney. Anyway, let me jump to this track by Gladys Knight. I got to play that. That's one of them. You know, like I said, tonight, lyrics and love, long songs have always played a part in our life. The good, the sad, and the forgiving. And in this track, this is telling a man, hey, you know, I cried for the last time, and I got these kids, and you know we got these kids, and you left me for a younger girl, so I don't even want to hear it. So, you know, we got to play a couple of those, too. But we play more happy than we play sad. Excuse me. So Gladys Knight, this is the last time she said, I'm not crying no goddamn more. You know, you got with a girl half my age. That's kind of deep, ain't it?
I've heard it all before. It's always something with you, and all I've got to say is, gave you the best. Best years of my life, and I gave you one who stood by your side through all your ups and downs, your rights and all your wrongs. And God knows there were wrongs. I should have been long gone, but when I made you that promise, for better or worse, I said I'd stay by your side. I swallowed my pride, and now you're asking me to understand, and I'm telling you I can't. Why should I care about your feelings when you don't give a damn about mine? Well, I don't want to know. I couldn't care less about your feelings. Don't you know? You should have cared more about mine. And I don't want to know. It really doesn't matter. Woman who loves you, we're sitting here falling apart all through your ins and outs, your fears and all your doubts. God knows there's been doubts, but we've given you a home and you're just throwing it away, baby, all for some girl born yesterday. What about your children? There's nothing to explain, but still you're asking us to understand. Well, I'm telling you we can't. Why should we care about the reason when you're walking right out of our lives? And I don't want to know. I couldn't care. Care more about mine, and I won't sympathize.
late at night. An empty feeling creeps within my soul. I feel so lonely. So I go into the darkness of the night. All alone, I walk the streets until I can't fight it. Late at night, I feel the need for someone like me, needs understanding. So once again, I'll search the darkness all the night. We'll be right back.
Wow. 10 more minutes. Can you believe it? We have played a lot of songs. A lot. Here's one by Lorraine Gray. And I got to play this. It's another artist. And then I'm going to end my show with Last Dance. I love that song, man. That is just, that's my song. I don't care what y'all say. Last Dance, Romance, Last Chance. Get yourself together. Hold on to what you got. All right, Don, come on now. Lauren Gray. The track is called Alone. It's pretty cool. You know, this is our lifestyle show. We play R&B and world music, which means the artists come from all over the world.
Your name in my mouth come out in cursive. Red hot drama letters on my mind. The world could be on fire, wouldn't notice. I'm so busy thinking in your eyes. Then seconds to the hour. Being alone, which you know it's you. All on my own with you. I don't need nobody but you. I really like being alone with you, home with you. That way I don't miss you. I can live alone in this room.
She said, hey, when I'm with you and I'm all alone, I don't be bothered with nobody. I cut my phone off. I cut the lights off. I lock the doors. I call my mother and say, don't visit. I call my father and say, come by tomorrow and fix that sink. And I tell my girlfriend, girl, I'm alone with my mind. That's deep, man. All right. I got to get ready to go. I got some more work to do on the computer. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'm telling you, the other day, man, I was praying so hard. I said, God, I don't feel good. And he said, Dawn, I'll fix it for you. I said, yeah, come on, man, because I'm scared. He said, you ain't got nothing to be scared of. I got you. I got you, little bro. I said, God, little bro, you talk like that? He said, only to you, Dawn. All right, here we go with Last Dance, Last Chance for Romance and Love. So, you know, if you got love, hold on to it tight. Ooh, and stop acting so you like you can't say nothing. You can't be emotional. I don't do that still. Baloney. All right, come on, Donna, where you go? See, I'm familiar. I just had the dirt track. Yeah, dog, what are you doing? Let me see. Here it is.
My life.